The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
This Ramadan, Messenger of Mercy explores the message of Islam through my personal journey to submission and my 50 years of following the footsteps of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to whom Allah revealed his book and who completely fulfilled his trust as God's messenger and the exemplar to mankind. I was born in Britain in 1951, but in 1954, my family moved to Bahrain. My father was a petroleum engineer, and we lived in the oil company village, which was like a military encampment, surrounded by a fence with security guards at the gate. We were isolated from the local people and the local culture. And I grew up in a Muslim country with no meaningful outward contact with Islam. But subliminally, I registered the presence of mosques and the call to prayer when we ventured out on trips to the capital, Manama. I often reflect that maybe as I was passing through the souk, some man of lofty spiritual station, a Rajul Sali, may have seen me and made a prayer for me to be guided to Islam. I express this in this poem, The Glance. By chance, may some man of God have seen you, child of the book, making your way through the souk, and blessed you with a glance. Chance is in the hands of God, fairly dispensed with or without grace and favor. So, O man of blessing, favor with a look every fair and graceful child who crosses your path, whose look you favor. Whilst I wasn't introduced to the courtesy and sincerity of Islam, I was exposed to the hypocrisy and bad manners of the expatriate community. And as a teenager who, like all idealistic young people, longed for a world of peace and justice, I got caught up in the spirit of change and rebellion that blew through the world in the 1960s and was ready for change.
Messenger of Mercy.